Moncrief on News Talk.
When, if ever, did you last have a glass of milk? It's become increasingly rare, and not just that, it also seems to have become part of a movie shorthand. Characters who drink milk are deemed to be strange, even suspect. News Talk, Sarah McKenna. Barry was the person who spotted this insidious trend. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you a milk drinker?
I am an out and proud milk drinker. I think it's the perfect beverage.
And so, like, would you be sitting down to your meat and two veg and you have a big pint of milk beside you when you're doing it?
No, I would keep it as a treat at the end of the night with something sweet. I feel like it's the perfect thing to just wash it down.
Right. OK. And would you how big would that glass of milk be?
Just a cup, a small cup. I feel like it has to be a ceramic cup because otherwise it leaves a rim. And I think that is a bit gross.
OK, that's weirdly specific. Would this be full fat milk?
Full fat, yes.
OK, right. And so I suppose what got you thinking about this was the Nicole Kidman film.
Yeah, Baby Girl.
Yeah.
So there's this scene in the film and it's in the trailers. And I think it's a genius marketing campaign where Nicole Kidman plays this high-powered CEO and her intern organises for a glass of milk to be sent to her while she's out having drinks with colleagues. And it's kind of a power play to humiliate her. But she's initially horrified, but instead of being humiliated, she takes it and she drinks it. And you're kind of left with this feeling like, oh, why did that happen? Mm. And I think it kind of establishes like quite an unsettling tone for the film. Because I think there is a lot of subtext with milk that we just don't really talk about.
Yeah, because you could say, I suppose, kids drink milk. Adults don't do that. So it's kind of a bit strange.
Yeah, it is. We do associate it as a children's drink. But adults, you know, we buy milk all the time. We use it in our coffees, our teas, our cereals. So milk in and of itself, there's nothing particularly strange or villainous about it. But I think filmmakers have realised that they can use it, like you said, as a shorthand to convey something darker is going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's worth exploring and, you know.
Have movie villains been milk drinkers?
Yes, absolutely. So in A Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick's film.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Alex and his droogs go to a milk bar between, you know, committing hideous acts of violence. And then in Get Out, the Jordan Peele film, Alison Williams' character, there's a scene where she's selecting her next victim. And as she does, she's eating cereal piece by piece and washing it all down with a glass of milk. And then
that's some sort of deconstructed bowl of cereal. Yeah, that's rather strange.
It's really sinister. Yeah. And then in Inglourious Basterds, the Quentin Tarantino film, the Nazi officer Hans Landa, a glass of milk is his drink of choice. And I just think it's because it's a very easy way to subvert a norm is to have an adult drink milk.
Yeah. Milk drinking was back in last weekend when Liverpool played Accrington Stanley last weekend in a cup. That reference would mean nothing to you. Not because it's a sporting reference, because there was an advert for milk in Britain a million years ago and it was two kids. And one says, if you don't drink your milk, you won't play for Liverpool. You'll end up playing for Accrington Stanley, who are still a fairly minor team. Mm. And apparently they gave Accrington Stanley 10 grand for it at the time, just to, you know, suffer the humiliation. I'll drink a lovely pint of Irish milk with dinner, no problem. I won't touch milk in any other country. We definitely have the best milk in the world. That would be true.
Yeah, absolutely. That one.
Yeah. A Mars Duo and a pint of cold milk is the best thing ever.
That sounds divine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think water just doesn't do the trick sometimes for getting that hit of refreshment. And maybe because I'm not a big tea drinker, that might be why I'm more drawn to just the milk. But I don't know, maybe milk is having a moment, you know.
When you have your milk, it's cold milk or would you heat it up?
It's cold milk, yeah. You have to be very specific because I think milk gets gross very quick. So, you know, anything that's left out, anything with a questionable expiry date.
Yes, yeah.
And it turns to disgust very fast.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy was one of those weird milk drinkers, but he did regret it. He was very self-aware. He was, that's true.
Yeah, milk was a bad choice.
Are we the only mammals to drink another mammal's milk? I don't know the answer to that question. I imagine, Sarah, you don't either.
I think we are. Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone just answered that question. Humans are the only species who continue to drink milk after the age of weaning. And we drink the milk from a completely different species of animal. Yes, we do. Is there anybody trying to rehabilitate milk and not make us feel strange about drinking it as animals?
I think so. I think even back when I was in college about 10 years ago, you'd see these groups of lads walking around with out and proud, proudly drinking milk. And I think back then it was very much like a symbol of, I care about my protein, I care about my body, this is fine. Mm. I don't see that so much these days. There is a very popular American influencer, Hannah Nealman is her name. She goes by the name Ballerina Farm, and she drinks milk all the time in her videos. Now, she is a farmer, so she does have a vested interest
in promoting milk.
It would be within her interest, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's all right. That's fair enough. But at least there's one. You'd think there'd be one in art. You'd think there'd be a milk influencer.
Yeah,
a milkfluencer. There you go. It's coined a new term. I always have a pint of milk if I'm having a pub lunch. The girlfriend at the time, now wife, couldn't believe that I drank a pint of milk on a first date and was a doctor. Not sure what the connection is. And Mr. T drinks milk too. Okay. Mr. T might be before your time as well. Drinking lots of milk. Apparently someone says drinking lots of milk is how John Travolta gained weight for Pulp Fiction.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So you're not lactose intolerant then?
No, thankfully not.
Because that's all the rage now. Everyone's lactose intolerant.
The good news is that there was a study done recently in the UK, and they did find that drinking a glass of milk a day tends to protect people or gives people a lower risk of bowel cancer. Now, that is just from a calcium perspective. So if you are lactose intolerant, you can go for the plant-based milk as long as it's high in calcium. Yeah, you'll still get that benefit.
Though I think that's not milk, technically. You have to call it a drink.
Milk or something, yeah.
The Joker drank milk in The Dark Knight. Scar in The Lion King also. Gomez as well in The Addams Family. Tom Ripley in The Talented Mr. Ripley also drank milk. So you're spot on.
Yeah.
People are spotting millions of references to evil milk drinkers. That's bizarre. Sarah, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us about that. That was Sarah McKenna Barry there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.